You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White, and today I'm talking about imposter syndrome again. I've had three conversations today with people all touching on imposter syndrome. So I wanted to make this episode to help you reflect on your brilliance and your superpower and how valuable that is instead of letting imposter syndrome get you down. Imposter syndrome is the sense that you're not good enough or don't have enough value or can't do it. And people will find out that you're actually an imposter and you don't know what you're doing, which is a terrible thing to think because it stops you from taking action and being successful as a coach in your business or in any venture in life. So let's flip the switch. Let's think differently about who you are and what you're capable of. And I want to start by talking about Chris Fagan, because he could do it. And you might be thinking, well, who's Chris Fagan and why does he matter? Chris Fagan is the coach of the Brisbane Lions Australian Rules football team. And for those of you who know me, I am a football tragic. I've followed Collingwood since I was about 13 years old. That's a long time. And my team's playing Brisbane Lions this coming weekend. Now, an interesting fact about Chris Fagan is that, yes, he played football in the Tasmanian League, but he's never played at national level, VFL or AFL. So how is it that somebody who's played and coached, a retired school teacher who got into footy and played footy himself as a recreational athlete, could coach a team to grand final level? Well, he obviously has skills and strengths and traits that he brings to the table. And I think it's a really great analogy for what you're doing in coaching. You might not have ever been a world champion fitness professional or an award-winning nutritionist or dietitian, or you might never have helped 10,000 people to lose weight. And I know that you might be thinking about those things because you might be out there comparing yourself to other people who are so much more successful than you in your head. But Chris Fagan could do it. He could do something that he'd never done before. He'd never played in an AFL grand final. He'd never had to rally a team or be part of an elite team in a national competition. So what is it that Chris Fagan could bring to that you can learn from? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. You don't have to be the best to coach people to be their best. And their best could be way better than your best. Well, how does that work? There are two things. And the first one is that you have a past life. I was talking with a coach today who said, gee, what do I say when I'm speaking with a doctor and I don't have a health background? I don't have any health professional qualifications or degrees. And it's so easy for me to see the strengths in that person because she has lived experience in a sector, IT, that has a litany of health issues, sitting in front of a computer, bad posture, structural issues, poor fitness, bad eating habits, screen time, stress, burnout, sleep issues. So she's had firsthand experience with the problem and therefore a deep understanding of it and an incredible empathy for it. So in terms of being able to build rapport, connection and trust with clients who are struggling with those sorts of issues, she's got it made because she's had that experience, even though it seems to be totally irrelevant coming from the IT sector. Wow, that's actually really helpful for working with certain types of clients because she gets it. And talking to somebody, a health professional like that, means that you can communicate your understanding of what the issues are. You have an intimate knowledge perhaps of when the red flags are popping up and the need to refer to a psychologist or a doctor or somebody else. So your past life is incredibly valuable. Explaining what you do now is easy. And we're not talking about coaching. What we do is that we are behavior change specialists. So we help people who are struggling with those sorts of things to implement new habits. And because we know through our past life experience what sorts of struggles people are facing in those work environments or other environments, we know exactly how to help them make change, what their best options are, or to help them discover their best options. So it's our personal experience and resonance with the client that really makes us a valuable addition to any team that's working with health. I think the other part of it is that you have untapped superpowers. And what I mean by that is that you have personal traits and skills that are very appealing, attractive, and valuable to people that want to make change. I spoke to somebody else today who was lamenting the fact that she'd worked with a few coaches in her time, and all of them seemed to have these unrealistic expectations of her and were trying to get her to set and achieve goals that she didn't really want to do. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, well, hey, that's not coaching. And exactly right, right? There are people out there who are calling themselves coaches or who are claiming to be certain professionals, but they lack compassion. They lack empathy. They lack the ability to listen and acknowledge people. And we know in coaching that your ability to connect with the client and have coaching presence and a coaching relationship is critical to the client's success. You can read that about that in the book Motivational Interviewing by Miller and Rolnick. That connection and those personal traits that help the client to feel heard and understood are so important. And those are your untapped superpowers. It's not in what you do, but it's in the way that you work with people. Think about it this way. A doctor has been working with their patient, or an allied health professional has been working with their client or patient for a number of visits, but the client has lost motivation. They haven't been doing the things they said they'd do, and their health hasn't improved. Or perhaps nobody's taken the time or had the time to really understand them, to build that connection, to help them feel heard, and therefore to help them want to make change, to help them see the good in themselves and their own strengths. We know that being aware of a problem is the first stage of change, but I think there's also this important need to accept where you are and that things need to change. And feeling acknowledged and heard and understood, I think, really helps that acceptance part of things. So if you're somebody that can be really present with a client and create a safe space for people to talk and feel understood, then that's something that's potentially going to be the difference between them taking action and making change or not. That's going to help them to feel validated. That builds confidence and efficacy. So the more sense of being heard and supported that someone has, and the sense that perhaps they could do something or that you're helping them celebrate their own wins, those are the things that will build that beginning stages of confidence and efficacy, just to clarify what I just said. You have those superpowers. You have a unique combination of skills and traits that nobody else has. And so right now I invite you to reflect on what it is that makes you a great coach. And I'm not talking about your methodology or your degree or whatever else course you've done. I'm talking about your personal superpowers. I'm talking about the things that make you a likable person that people feel comfortable with. What are those traits that you bring to coaching? What is the atmosphere you create for your clients to enable them to take the first steps of change? That's some really powerful thinking work for you to do. Let's face it, Chris Fagan played football and he might not have been the best and he might not have got to the elite AFL level, but he's coaching a team to the grand final. And I'm just saying, you can do that too. Now go beat your imposter syndrome. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.